out of four cars on the road have under or overinflated tires. Are you sure yours isn't one of them? Take care of your tires. It'll mean a safer ride, greater fuel efficiency, and reduced environmental pollution. Be tire smart. Be tire smart. Measure your tire pressure monthly. For more information, visit betiresmart.ca. A message from your local participating tire dealer.
Stylus is CKUW's local music magazine, put together by and for local music lovers. In our bi-monthly issues, you can find articles, interviews, photos, and reviews of music that isn't covered anywhere else. You can pick up a copy on campus or at various shops, venues, and restaurants around downtown. Visit ckuw.ca/stylus or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more information.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we've got new and recently released music for you from Colter Wall and Brennan Lee. We've got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Hank Thompson, Ray Price, Norma Jean, Marty Robbins, and more. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Always be a day away.
just gets past me every day.
Probably expecting a shuffle to bring us on in this week, but nope, we're coming in nice and easy, and very, very nice, I'll say. Brand new stuff from Colter Wall, My Present Just Gets Past Me. His brand new record, Memories and Empties, just came out the other day, Friday, November 14th, and it is a fine and true piece of country music. I see a lot of folks drawing parallels to, like, you know, 70s Willie Nelson, and I get that. Not just the harmonica and some of the guitar stuff, but there's like a quiet confidence to the Colter and to the band and to the music. You know, similar kind of, you know, gentle swagger that Willie would have had, I think. And it's just a beautiful sounding record. Fantastic production. Great band. You know, all those guys executing their assignments perfectly. No one's playing anything more or less than they should. Great band. Real good songs. Congratulations to Colter and the fellas on a job well done. We'll hear more from that record in the weeks to come for sure. How you doing this week, friends? Welcome in. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. Episode 79 of the Boots and Saddle Show. Here we are. Thanks for joining me today. I want to take a quick opportunity to thank everyone who pre-ordered, pledged to the Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign for the new Lost Country record. Should be coming out September 2026. We had a $15,000 goal, and with some private donations above the crowdfunding campaign, e-transfers and some cash, we got just a little over $13,500. So not quite the $15,000 goal, but really close. And wow, you know, just humbling and just very grateful to everyone that pre-ordered the record. You pre-ordered a record that you haven't really heard any of the songs from. You know, you would have heard us do them live a little in September, and you bought merch that you haven't seen. And it just feels really good. And I really do appreciate everyone that jumped on board. All right, folks, a little bit of a warning. I think I'm going to get real with you later on about a couple things, but until then, let's just move right along. I've got a 4-pack of beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. Another new, recently released record that I've just been glowing about is the one from Brendan Lee. Don't You Ever Give Up on Love. Came out on October 3rd. We've heard probably 2/3 of it. Get ready, you're going to hear another one. It's How's the Getting Over Me Going? Brendan Lee, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I wake up and I miss you. Right away I long to kiss you. Try to keep myself from calling. I'm afraid that I'm still falling. I put your pictures in a shoebox. I leave the front door unlocked. I keep a little fire burning, hoping that you'll be returning. How's the getting over me going? Have you learned to forget? It would do me good just knowing that you haven't moved on yet. I can't hide how bad I'm hurting. I try, but nothing's working. My love for you still Are you spending time with someone so you don't feel so lonesome? Do you laugh and talk like we did? Is she what you really needed? Do I appear in strangers' faces? Do you stay away from places? The ones we used to go to, afraid I'll be there with someone new. Forget, it would do me good just knowing that you haven't moved on yet. I can't hide how bad I'm hurting. I try, but nothing's working. My love for you still growing. How's it getting over me going? I can't stop the tears from showing. How's it getting over me?
Keeps loving you.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
When I awoke this morning, I looked around and you were back. My mind's finally done it. It's gone and jumped the track. And all day long, it's been this way.
Of hosting this program since we relaunched, I've made some exceptions. I've played some music on the show that doesn't really fit the original vision and format of the Boots and Saddle Show that I had in mind when we scaled down to 1 hour, 79 weeks ago. And I've been absolutely inundated with folks sending me their music and people asking me to play the music that, of the artists they're representing. And sometimes I buckle, and I didn't last week, and I'm not this week, and I don't want to. And I apologize to any of you hardcore good citizens of country music who have been scratching your heads at some of the selections. I want to do better for you and for me and for the program. And I think we're off to a good start here. That was a beautiful four-pack of beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. Miss Norma Jean, pretty Miss Norma Jean right there with Yesterday and All Day Long Today from her 1968 record, Body and Mind. Before that, Ray Price with a single released in 1959 called The Same Old Me. Couple shuffles there, hey? Didn't start off with one this week, but I'm finding a way to get him in. Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys in before that with Honky Tonk Town. Absolutely love that song from his must-have 1966 record, A Six-Pack to Go. A must-have record in your country music record collection? No, friends. A must-have record in any record collection. Kicking it off with some new and recently released stuff from Brennan Lee. How's the Getting Over Me Going from her new record, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love, came out on October 3rd. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. I knew it was coming. We didn't celebrate. We remembered the anniversary of my father's passing. Was this past Friday, November 14th. He died 8 years ago, and 8 years has gone by real quickly. A lot has changed in 8 years. And, you know, if you've seen me playing music on stage, or you know me, or even, you know, from glimpses of what I've shared on the program, had a bit of a complicated relationship with that guy. And you know, I've taken a lot of things from him, a lot of good things and a lot of bad things, a lot of behaviors observed and learned that I am working really hard on changing and breaking, and things that I don't want to pass down to my child, and ways that I don't want to treat her or the people around me. And sometimes I fall into those traps. And other times, you know, I've made conscious changes that have stuck. And Andy was a good example on a lot of things, you know, strong work ethic as a musician, respected by all the people that he played with for his hard work and his talents. And I learned a lot, and I'm continuing to learn a lot. So the next couple sets here, I'm gonna just play some stuff that that makes me think of my dad. Maybe some songs he used to sing or some songs he used to love. He passed away on a Tuesday morning, November 14th, 2017. And we knew it was coming. He had been in the hospital for a few days. And, you know, to be fair, the man had been very sick and in and out of the hospital for 20 years more, you know, at that point, more than 20 years, and a lot of problems, and a lot by his own doing, I'll add as well. Cannot ignore that. And there was, you know, it was a rough weekend, and it was kind of inevitable. It was going to happen. I was getting ready. We were living on Sherburn Street at the time. I was getting ready to go down to CKUW and host Boots and Saddle Show. I was going to leave about 10 a.m., walk down, and host the show at 11. My mother called me at like 9:30, and she said, you know, that's it. He's, you know, it's gone. He's done. And I had a flight booked to go to Oshawa, Ontario, fly to Toronto that day at 2:30 p.m. I thought I was going to make it on time, and I didn't. I got the call, and I didn't know what to do, and I went down to CKUW, and I hosted a two-hour episode of the Boots and Saddle Show, and I kind of would like to hear it now, but I'm also afraid. And it was horrible. It was really difficult. And I got home, and then I got ready, and I flew to Toronto, and I was there. I got there Tuesday afternoon, and I left Thursday morning. And I got home, and the next day I drove to Regina, and I did a two-nighter at a bar in Regina with a local band out there, and then came home. And then a few days later, we went up north of the city, and we recorded my record, Music for Taverns, Bars, and Honky Tonks. And it was a wild time, man. And I look back on all of it now often, and, you know, I guess I was just in a bit of a haze, in a bit of a daze of emotion. I never really dealt with all of it until later on. So, you know, here's a few songs my dad used to sing on stage or around the house. You know, when I was a teenager, he made me cassette tapes from CDs and said, these are records you need to listen to. These are must-have records, you know? So, you know, Dark Side of the Moon. Listen to this with some headphones before you go to bed. It's like, whoa, blew me away. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And one that he didn't make a copy of, he just yelled at me, said, get down here. I want you to come downstairs and listen to this record. He had a little studio area set up in the laundry room of this townhouse we lived in, you know, government subsidized housing for, you know, poor people. And but he found a way to he always found a way to get what he wanted at the expense of everyone around him. And he had this little studio set up, but he said, come down here. You need to listen to this record. It was by a guy I'd never heard of. His name is John Prine. And my dad made me sit there and listen to his entire self-titled debut record from 1971. And man, see, I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky that I had stuff like that. Here's one he used to sing. Here's one that I sing on a lot of solo shows. And here's the man who wrote it singing it. It's John Prine with Paradise, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Pick out my best hat, going to a place called the Old Briar Patch. Gonna get loose and I'm gonna have fun. Gonna go hunting, but I won't need a gun now. Well, the season is always open, and there ain't no limit, you see. And they can be more challenging than a Rocky Mountain sheep. But the two-legged's a lot more fun. I'm gonna go hunting the night long, but I ain't taking no gun. Cause the kind of game I'm looking for is not that hard to snap. They can be more dangerous than a big old grizzly bear. They got long claws, long legs, and the skin's already tanned in the sun.
Beautiful wildcats are the kind that are hard to track, cause the joint is a-crawling with the other hunters, and the she-cats are doubling back. Now is the time for patience, don't fire on the first one. Don't waste your bullets on a little bitty baby, get a full-grown wah-wah-wah man.
Hey, the kind of game I'm talking about is not that hard to slam, but they can be more
dangerous than a big old grizzly bear. They got long claws, long legs, and the skin's already tanned in the sun. I'm gonna go hunting tonight, boy, but I ain't taking no gun. Yeah, I'm talking about hunting tonight, long, but no light and no gun.
Vocals of Marty Robbins and those recordings, man, just stunning, especially in these headphones down here. Beautiful. The Streets of Laredo for Marty Robbins' 1960 record, More Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. A lot of versions of that old cowboy song around. My dad used to sing that one. I don't know if he was, you know, preferred Johnny Cash's version, and he was such a Johnny Cash fan. Or the Marty version. I mean, it's hard to imagine liking any version more than that one, but who knows? Before that, we heard from Hank Williams Jr., released as a single in 1983 and then appearing on the 1983 record Strong Stuff. We heard Gonna Go Huntin' Tonight. Yeah, I mean, not a huge fan of it per se, you know, but there's a good live recording from when my dad was playing guitar for Joe Firth and the Promised Land. My dad singing that song live at the Seaway Tavern in Sarnia, Ontario. I've played something from that live board tape on the program before, I think episode, I want to say 62. I'm not sure. But yeah, they did a bitchin' little version of that. Kicking it all off. It's John Prine with Paradise from his debut self-titled record released in 1971. Talk about a must-have record, huh? Just great stuff. Folks, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddles Show. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. Okay? I'm going to be in Ontario this week, Thursday, November 20th at the Cameron House in downtown Toronto. Looking forward to that. Three sets beginning at 10 p.m. I'm going to be backed by an all-star band of just heavyweight local Southern Ontario ringers. I'm looking forward to it. But the reason for the trip is that we're going to be at Casinorama on Friday, November 21st, up near Orillia, Ontario, for a show with Cor Blunt. And this one is a bit interesting and a bit challenging for me. I spent the summer of 2014 in a theater just outside of Montreal playing bass in this Johnny Cash tribute show that my father was the guitar player and the band leader for. It was like, you know, my dad loved Ian Tyson, you know, from the time he was 8 or 9 years old to the time he died, and Johnny Cash, you know, and his dream was to play guitar for either. The more realistic dream would have been playing guitar for Ian Tyson, you know, being in Canada and my dad spending so much time touring in Western Canada in the 70s and 80s. And he probably could have found his way in, wormed his way in if he knew how to behave himself when he was a younger man. But he didn't. And, you know, the Johnny Cash thing was like the ultimate dream. And so he got this gig with this Johnny Cash tribute guy, you know, the kind of guy that people only like when he's dressed up as a dead guy and pretending to be him. Just one of the worst people I've ever met. And you know, he asked me to come and do this gig with him in the summer of 2014. It was an 8-week run in this theater. I think we did 5 shows a week. My dad was the band leader, and you know, he was very sick at the time, and also not a great communicator. So he was, in fact, the worst band leader, music director that I've ever encountered. And I think it was his wish that I'd go out there and we would have this summer together and sort of reconnect, and not even reconnect as much as we would connect and, you know, sort of patch up this relationship that had been so fractured, as he knew that he was on his way out, even though he somehow managed to live 3 more years. Amazing. I think at one point they gave him like 6 months or a year to live, and he lived another 5 years. He's just a fighter. He was a fighter until he was completely out of gas. And the summer ended really poorly. You know, him and I didn't connect. We didn't reconnect. We didn't connect. I went out of my way to make sure we didn't sometimes. And like always, he was never there to give me what I actually needed. And he was always too late with gestures that never made anything better. Just Band-Aids, just things to make him feel better. Never. You know, and maybe he didn't realize that. Maybe he was sincerely trying, but it was never enough. It was not what was needed. So it ended really badly. It ended really badly, and I got this just horrible email from the artist's manager, the tribute guy, his manager, sent me this strongly worded email at the end of the summer. It was like, it was devastating. It was mean. It was very hurtful. And they had, and you know, when I needed my dad to have my back that day, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to me. As far as I know, he didn't say anything to the singer. He didn't say anything to the manager. And a few months later, they had a show at Casinorama, and it was going to be, you know, the whole new band that they had hired these guys, these American guys. And then they wanted my dad to come and do it. And I think it was the last show he ever played. I'm not sure. He might've done a couple after that, but I'm pretty sure it was the last one. And he basically sewered me emotionally, for $500 that he would have made to go play that show at Casinorama. And in my mind then, and in my mind today, 8 years later, it was more important to him to go and make $500 to play Johnny Cash music with a guy who's dressed up as Johnny Cash than to have his kids back. And so I'm going to go in and play Casinorama this week, and that'll be hanging over my head. But you know what? I'm really looking forward to getting back on stage with Corby and the guys. And I think we're going to have a good one. And I hope we play some Todd Snyder. So here's some songs that remind me of my old man. I told you I hosted that show the day that he died. I came in, I played this song on it, and somebody phoned the station to complain about the subject matter. And I was almost in tears. I didn't say anything back to them because you know, it didn't feel like the right thing. I just sucked it up. From Johnny Cash's 1994 American Recordings record, it's Delia's Gone, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
Thank you. asleep in a mansion. Ain't got a nickel to my name. Don't hate the rich man, 'cause he's got more money than me. Never loved the woman, never at the time. Busy going nowhere with nothing on my mind. Saw a little girl crying for a mama yesterday. Heard a mama cussing 'cause her daddy ran away. Saw daddy drowning his sorrow in the wine. I'm happy going nowhere with nothing on my mind. Suitcases, the pockets of my dirty old blue jeans. If they could talk, they'd tell you of the places that we've been. Some folks say I'm crazy, a fool running blind, but I'm happy going nowhere with nothing on my mind. Say hello to someone, the next word is goodbye. Couldn't settle down and live no matter how I try. There's always one more city or town to leave behind. I'm happy going nowhere with nothing on my mind. I'm happy going nowhere with nothing on my mind.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Our friends at Nectar are celebrating 13 years of expert tattooing. Go see for yourself in the heart of sunny downtown Lethbridge, Alberta at 329 5th Street South. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
I don't need a bottle to lighten my mind. I have something far sweeter that lasts all the time, and it's
oh.
special kind, for it raises my heart and it eases my mind. I'm never alone now. When I think of you, I can see your face smiling whatever I do, and it's
four-pack there. Awesome songs and some records that remind me of my late father, Michael Burns, who passed away 8 years ago this past Friday, November 14th. Man, he held Ian Tyson in such high regard. He really did, and had a crush on Sylvia from the time he was, you know, 8 years old until the end, probably. And had great stories of running across the 401 when it was only four lanes, to go to the CTV building to watch live television tapings of the Ian Tyson show. And a few years or a couple years before that show, what would that record right there? Great Speckled Bird, 1970 record from the Great Speckled Bird, Smiling Wine, with Sylvia Tyson singing lead. Before that, Roy Payne, from his great, great record, Roy Payne No. 2, came out in 1970, his second record, of course, with a song called Nothing on My Mind, a song that Roy himself wrote. Man, he wrote so many good ones. And one of my dad's other guitar heroes, Mickey McGivern, playing lead guitar on that record. Man, my dad played with Roy Payne for some time in the late 70s and didn't remember much of it at all. It was a hard living time, but he got to meet Mickey later on in life, and those are two guys he held in high regard as well. Before that, the Carter Family, I guess it was a single in 1928, the Wildwood Flower. My dad loved Wildwood Flower. He could play the shit out of that Wildwood Flower. Kicking it off was Johnny Cash with Delia's Gone, from his 1994 record American Recordings. Beautiful album, the first in a string he made with Rick Rubin before his passing. And my dad would sing Delia's Gone as well. And I want to thank you folks for letting me get all of that off my chest. It really makes me feel a lot better. And I think that's part of what this show has become. You know, that little personal overshares. And if you're not a fan of it, it's okay. I don't know if I blame you, but I appreciate you hanging in there for me. Got time for one more this week, friends. I'm not the one to deliver a proper Todd Snyder tribute, but man, did that guy's music and performances ever touch and move me over the years. Todd Snyder passed away November 14th, 2025. He had just turned 59 in October. Going to close out the program this week with Age Like Wine from his 2004 record, East Nashville Skyline. Todd Snyder put East Nashville on the map, didn't he? Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddles show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. Email us, bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
Old timer, old timer, too late to die young now. Old timer, five and dimer, trying to find a way to age like wine somehow. My new stuff is nothing like my old stuff was, and neither one is much when compared to the show, which will not be as good as somehow. I've met every fool that ever signed their name upon these walls, in the backs of all these beer joints and concert halls. I've been through 7 managers, 5 labels, 1,000 picks and patch cables, 3 vans, a band, a bunch of guitar stands, and cans and cans and cans of beer, and bottles of booze and bags of pot, and 1,000 other things I forgot. I thought that I'd be dead by now.
Well, friends, that looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, 25 years in your ears, Winnipeg.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.